Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to Every Day Saturday Show. My name's Sam Crowley, and I am your host, and you are my prisoner for the next 15 to 20 minutes as we talk about every day being Saturday, monetizing your passion, looking up at the clock at the end of the day and not believing that you need to stop doing what you're doing. Hey, it is a tremendous Saturday to you, my friend. It is March 24th. The calendar says Monday, but let me tell you something. I could not wait. I was like a kid on Christmas Eve on Sunday night waiting for Monday to hit because it's so much, man. I got so much to get done. And it's funny, man. When you don't have a job, it's like you don't look forward to the weekends like you would when you're in a job. When you're in a job, it's all you look forward to. You got a couple of days free, maybe a day and a half because, you know, kind of the second part of Sunday is getting ready for Monday. But when you're an entrepreneur, man, and every day Saturday, you got to get stuff done mainly during the week. That's when people are paying attention. That's when you're having webinars or live events or stores are open. Things are getting shipped to you that you order online. I mean, Monday to Friday is where the action's at, man. And as an entrepreneur, that's what you wait for. I mean, that's it. Every Sunday night, it's like Christmas Eve, man. Every Sunday night is like Christmas Eve. Imagine that. Isn't that bizarro world when you're talking to other people who just literally sit around Sunday night with a pit in their stomach thinking about Monday? But that's not you. Hey, also, station identification. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Great fans of the show, man. Interacting all weekend long, sitting here on my iPhone, tweets, retweets, favoriting tweets, getting back to people hitting me up, letting me know how this show, this little podcast, every single day of the week, 7 days a week, is really affecting their lives in a positive way. Yesterday had a great show, man. Our Sunday spiritual podcast, Shane Harden, pastor of Branches Church, joins me in the studio each week. And, you know, we talk about faith, religion, the spirit, just anything that's going to move you, man. It mainly just believing in the source, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And it ain't to convert anybody into our religion, which happens to be Christianity. It's just to let you know, man, you're not walking this thing alone. At least that's what we believe. So each Sunday, Shane and I get together. And yesterday was a great show. And I got some great comments on the blog and on Twitter as well. And also on Facebook, by the way. And talking about money. The Bible and money, what's God have to say about money, and are the brokest people in the world got their ticket punched to heaven while the rich, they got no chance. And we did that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but there was some seriousness to it as well. And Shane and I have both been on the good side of the coin, so to speak, with money, and the bad side of the coin. And I don't know, man. I've said it a number of times. I look back to the spring of 1990 when I was living at One Fairchild Place in Buffalo, New York, with Carla Zandi and Laura Mungin and two girls there, and it was me. It's regular Three's Company, strictly platonic. And we split the rent three ways, $133 a piece. It was a $400 a month, three-bedroom apartment. We split the utilities. The phone bill came from New York Telephone, 9X, the 9X Yellow Pages. If you're anybody that lived in New York, New England, that's what 9X stood for, NYNE. And then the X was just kind of mysterious. But we'd take the phone bill and we'd break it up and do, thirds. All right. We went through, and that's when you got charged for long distance calls. So when you called on the weekends, it was a lot less expensive than calling during peak times. It's just crazy, man. I look back and, hey, did you make that call to Pennsylvania? Did you make that call to California? Okay, that's you. All right. That's 37 cents there. Okay. And then we'd split everything, man. Had our, one girl took it a little too far. Laura moved out and a girl named Susan moved in, and Susan put masking tape on like her cup of sugar, salt, like pancake syrup, flour, things like that. Like Susan's sugar. Like, all right, dude, seriously? Like, I can't take a teaspoon and then, nope. I think it would be best if we all just separated our stuff so that way there's never any arguments over who used whose condiments. I'm like, yeah, we never had an argument anyway. So I don't know, new sheriff in town? What's up, Carla? Like, Carla and I looked at each other like, I don't know, man, but hey, you can still, you know, you can still, if you need a cup of milk out of my container, it's the one without the masking tape in the fridge. So go ahead, have at it. It's wild, man. Yeah, you grow up and everything's mine. And you walk around with a clenched fist. You know the old adage, right? I mean, when you got a clenched fist, you can't receive anything. You know, that's my money. That's my idea. That's, you know, it's so silly. It's so stupid. I mean, going through life like that. And if you're in a job and it's a competitive environment, you know, and you only get a bonus or you get paid based on your ranking against other people, mainly in sales, you know, the suits make up the rules and then they just watch every, it's like gladiators, man. They just watch everybody just kill themselves and the survival of the fittest, you know, dog eat dog and whoever comes out with the most sales wins or the highest quota wins and all that crap. And as you get older, you realize how none of that matters, you know, how just none of that matters. I shared a photo on my Facebook page today. Again, it's Monday, March 24th, 2014, just to timestamp this. So if you're listening to this down the road, you'll know when it happened. But I put a photo. I grew up in Western New York. I talked about living on One Fairchild Place in Buffalo, New York. And I lived in Buffalo from 1990 to 1997 before I moved to Cincinnati. And I grew up in Bradford, PA. So we got all the Buffalo news channels up there. So really, I mean, growing up in Western PA was the same thing as growing up in Northwestern PA was the same thing as growing up in Western New York because we got all the TV stations and stuff. And the Buffalo Bills came around in the late 1980s, the early 1990s, Jim Kelly, the K-Gun offense, and they went to four Super Bowls in a row. And I mean, Jim Kelly was God. And in the late 80s, all through the mid-90s, up until about 1996, Jim Kelly was it, man. He brought football back to Buffalo, New York, brought us to four Super Bowls, none of which were won. But you tell me what's more difficult to do than go to four straight Super Bowls. Absolutely amazing, you know. I shared a photo on my Facebook page today of Jim Kelly laying in a hospital bed with his daughter. She posted it on the Pray for Jim Kelly Facebook page. You know, he's got another battle with cancer. He's got cancer of the mouth, you know, without screwing it up too much on my part trying to describe it. It's basically he's had one part of his jaw completely rebuilt. Never dipped, never chewed tobacco, nothing like that. Just unfortunate turn of events where he's got cancer in his jaw. And that's come back again, and he's battling it one more time, at least one more time. It's just a sad photo. It's just sad, you know, and I'm not about posting sad photos, but it really, I've been thinking about it. Telling my wife, we went for coffee today, and she showed me that photo. She's like, wow, look at Jim Kelly in the hospital bed. I was like, damn. And his daughter's all grown up now, and she's a freshman at Liberty University, Erin Kelly, and it's like, you know, she's laying in there with her dad saying pray for Jim, and it's just wild, man. Here's a guy who's got millions and millions of dollars, Hall of Fame career. He inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2002, I believe. Mr. Buffalo, New York. Still, the irony of it all, Jim Kelly never wanted to come to Buffalo. He got drafted by the Buffalo Bills in that quarterback class with John Elway and Dan Marino and all these great quarterbacks, yet never wanted to play for the Bills. Ended up going to the USFL, playing for the Houston Gamblers, and then 1986, man, it all changed. The Bills, the USFL folded. The Bills still had his rights. He came to Buffalo. It was breaking news. I remember growing up in Bradford. They broke into all of the regular programming to follow Jim Kelly's limousine from the airport through downtown Buffalo all the way out to Orchard Park where they held the news conference welcoming him as the new quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. And this was about 2 weeks before the regular season started. So this would have been August of 86. And it was just amazing. It was nuts. I mean, absolutely flipping nuts. And that was it. From then on, man, they started building the team around him. They got a great defense, Bruce Smith, Cornelius Bennett, all these great players. And he was it, man. I mean, so here's a guy with all this money, all this fame, all this fortune, beautiful, still lives in Buffalo. That was the irony. That's what I was saying. He spent 11 years playing for the Bills, and then still, to this day, 2014, makes his home in Western New York, in Buffalo, as does Thurman Thomas, as does Steve Tasker. And Buffalo's just a great city, man. Shout out to everybody in Western New York listening to the show. But here he is, man. This guy, big ex-football player, laying in a hospital bed, really helpless right now, battling cancer. And you think about money, and I thought about the podcast I did yesterday with Shane, and this is what I was talking about with my wife this morning. We were at coffee. I'm like, man, it just doesn't matter, man. Doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how many, you know, if he had Super Bowl rings, how many of those you have. It doesn't matter how many fans you got. I mean, all of that takes a back seat to when it's time, you know, to battle, to fight your battle against something so insidious and just as nasty and just downright crazy as cancer, you know. And it puts everything, just everything in perspective. And people, you know, I look at money and I don't have the same thoughts. I don't know what your thoughts are about money, but to me, it's simply take it. I remember being broke. God, just take everything. Just take it all away from me. I don't care. You know, I don't even want it. That's what I was thinking. It got me into so much trouble because I didn't know how to manage it. I didn't know how to use it. It really is like a loaded weapon. I mean, money really is like a loaded weapon. It can be used for good or it can be used for not so good. And you see people getting into trouble all the time. I mean, I wish I could show you my Facebook feed right now. It is full of business opportunities and people pitching this and pitching that and ads everywhere and make all this money, press here, add to cart, cart's closing, pages coming down, time sensitive, all this stuff. I mean, everybody is focused on the almighty dollar. And it's just so crazy. If people could just focus, I think living life inward, you know, from the inside out, life's an inside job. I mean, if you don't have your head screwed on straight, and you don't have your health, you've got nothing. You've got absolutely nothing. And then, of course, the people that have that and they have money, some of them are out there just going nuts, man, showing how much, you know, private jets and Rolexes and spending all this money. It's like, man, I'd much rather see somebody just going on a mission trip or spending time with their family or doing something with all that money. Money can be used for so much good. And when you get started as an entrepreneur, you know, we all want, look, let me just say, I am not against money. I don't love it. I can't say I love money because that would be the wrong connotation. I don't worship money. You could take all of it away from me tomorrow. I'm very confident that I would be just fine. Probably better off than I am right now. Because once you have the blueprint, yeah, you can have two choices. If I give you two choices, I'm going to give you $1 million or I'm going to give you a blueprint on how to earn $1 million. Which one would you rather have? And for me, if you're asking me that question, I'd rather have the blueprint. Because the million can be gone tomorrow. That's not really a lot of money. You'll make more than that if you make 50 grand a year and you work 20 years, you're going to make $1 million. But how much of that do you keep? How much of that do you put to work for you? You know, how much of that do you sow back into, you know, other places where it's really needed? You know, sow a seed today, man. Take that money, take $100 and go sow a seed somewhere. Go give it to a homeless person. Go buy groceries for somebody. Give it to a charity. Do something nice with that money. The way it makes you feel is 10 times better than it makes the other person feel. Trust me on that one. But you can, the blueprint is where it's all at. You can earn $1 million, lose it, i.e. lotto winners losing 80% of the time. A lotto winner goes broke within 5 years because they don't know what to do. They've never had money. Now you give them all of this and it's like, they repel it. They can't wait to get rid of it because they go back to where? They go back to where they're most comfortable, and that's being broke. Having money is a huge responsibility. And you see people online that are just nuts, man. I think most of them are broke, you know, that are posting all these biz ops. And don't be that person, you know. Don't be the individual who's promoting something just based on the amount of money because that never resonates with a serious person, you know. If you want to attract a serious individual like myself, for example, into your business, be authentic. And here's a concept for you that I want to talk about a little bit, and that is moving the free line. What's it mean to move the free line? Well, it means take a look at your competition. You know, everything that they are charging for, you should be giving that content away at absolutely no charge. Why? Because you're going to build a much loyal, longer lasting database of clients. For example, let me just give an example right now, real time. In March, the end of March of 2014, I put together a promo at claimyourfreegift.com. And I hope I got that right, claimyourfreegift.com, where if you leave a great review for the Everyday Saturday podcast, which you need to do, by the way, I'll give you access to my free video training course, which is a series of 5 or 6 videos. I just got done recording them today, actually. And I'll probably add more to them. They're great videos. I mean, I could see somebody charging $100, maybe more, depending on who it is, for this type of training, this type of content. I just packaged it. I'm going to put it inside my membership site. And anybody that leaves a great review gets access to the training. It's, you know, took me years to learn this stuff, and I'm just giving it away for free. I mean, literally, all you need to do is go to my podcast, leave a 5-star review and a nice comment, and you got it. That's not hard, right? Well, that's kind of like moving the free line. There's no charge for it. Now, it's not 100% free of any effort, because you do got to go and take 4 seconds and leave a review and click something that says 5 stars on iTunes. But that's going to bring more clients, and they'll see, wow, here's what you want to do. You know, if somebody says, geez, this stuff Sam gave away is gold, I wonder how good's the content that he charges for. You know what I mean? And that's you. That's you putting together moving the free line. Look at what your competition's doing, whatever it is, whatever niche you're in. This works in any niche. And ask, okay, they're charging for that. I'm going to give it away. And you know, your first reaction may be, geez, Sam, giving it away, I could be making. Well, you could make, let's say you sell 50 of them at $20 a pop. You've earned $1,000, okay? Let's say you got 50 names and emails of great clients and great followers. You need to look at the average lifetime value of a client of yours. Now we're getting a little bit into deeper marketing, but let me tell you something. If a lifetime value of a client is, let's say, lowball it, okay, because I really do believe this would be, let's say it's $1,000. Over the lifespan of this client, however long they're with you, they end up spending $1,000 with you. This is maybe consulting, coaching, high-level marketing, whatever you're going to train people on. And you've got 50 people. What is that? That's 50 grand, right? That's 50 times more than you would have earned had you charged for that product that we talked about, okay? So you got to look at it longer term. And look at it. This all rolls back into yesterday's podcast. We were talking about money and how it rules people's lives, and worked into today. I was talking about that Facebook photo I posted to Jim Kelly. You know, on that page that I shared, that photo of Jim, are all these people that are sharing photos of Jim with their kids. You know, little Johnny, him holding them up, baby here, signing a football there, hugging a wife or a couple over here, going out to dinner, getting, you know, photos taken. That's giving back. I mean, granted, it's really no skin out of his game, right, to be able to do that stuff. Maybe it is. Time's everything. You go out, you got another photo, another. Willingly, man, out there giving. Now, we're not, most of us are not multimillionaires like Jim Kelly, and the beauty of it is you don't need to be able to live that type of lifestyle of giving. As a marketer, give. Just give. Just give. Trust me. It's coming back to you. Don't be one of these dippity-doos on the internet that's always, you know, post. It's okay. Hey, look, I've got, some of you may be thinking, Sam, haven't I seen you holding a check for like 50, 60, 80 grand? Yeah, you've seen me do it. Absolutely. I've done it because it motivates some people, you know. Do you see me basing my entire Everyday Saturday brand on that type of stuff, though? Do you see me doing it more than one time every few months, maybe? Haven't done it in a year, you know, may not ever do it again. But I've done it to motivate those individuals who I knew get motivated by, wow, there's Sam holding the check for 70 grand. Of course, yeah. But that's a very small fraction of the amount of marketing that I've done over the past 8 years. So don't lead with the money. Don't lead with the dollar signs. Lead with the value and move the free line, meaning if, you know, free for most people is just this little free ebook they're going to give away to get somebody's name and email, or to get them to start recognizing who they are, why don't you give away an entire course? You know, why don't you be that individual that gives away the entire course for free that this person was normally charged for? If somebody would normally give away a free ebook and then charge $97 for a course, why don't you give away the ebook and the course at absolutely no charge? Can you imagine the type of client that you're going to attract? Think about that. Move the free line. Don't focus on money, man. Money's so fleeting. It's here and gone. It's here and it's gone. But the beauty of it is it's also everywhere. You know, you can just go, like I talk about all the time, you just go hold a cup underneath Niagara Falls. You'll find the money. It will always find you if you're adding value with authenticity. All right? Are we cool? Awesome. Hey, remember to leave that 5-star review on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday Show, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.